Mike Higdon is the Reno Life reporter at the Reno Gazette Journal. He writes about Midtown, downtown, and urban life. Mike, thanks for being here.
Sure, thanks for having me.
There's a lot of movement downtown, new businesses opening, old ones closing, all just within the last few weeks. Can you break it down for us? What are some of the bigger projects going on right now?
Kind of the biggest upset in the last week was Reno Provisions closing on this past Sunday, January 3rd. And that was a big deal because Reno Provisions kind of stood for the larger foodie movement happening in Reno, or maybe I should say the small foodie movement happening in Reno, with people trying to appreciate fresh food, locally sourced or at least regionally sourced ranchers and that kind of thing.
And also that was led by a pretty high profile chef for the area, Mark Esty. What is he going to do now?
Yeah, so Mark Esty is kind of like Reno's only celebrity chef, which I'm sure is like really mean to all the chefs out there who are celebrities. But he's kind of the guy that everyone believed in. And, you know, there was a lot of willpower behind him from the city. And so he's selling off 50% shares in Compo, Provisions, and Burger Me. And he's going to kind of take a back seat on those and not really be the business leader anymore. We're not really sure what he's going to do.
Well, that's bad news about Reno Provisions, but just a few blocks away, there's some real activity going on. What's happening in the old post office?
So the old U.S. Post Office, which is a beautiful historic Art Deco building, has a handful of businesses in the basement, which is called the basement at the post office. That's really very comical to me.
Very accurate description.
Yes, it's perfect. But in the basement, there's a lot of really cool startups. I went there yesterday and I checked out Robbery, which is a cold pressed juice store. And there's a coffee shop, a barber shop. California Jeans is opening soon. There's a chocolate store. There's a florist. There's an engineering company. There's an art gallery. So there's a lot of really neat stuff down there. And what they're really probably going to need the most is an anchor retail item on the first floor, which we know that there may be something coming, but we don't know what. But in order to get people into those small businesses in the basement, the first floor needs to be full of something to drag people in there. And then the second and third floor will be full of office workers so that they kind of have a constant stream of folks going up and down those flights of stairs to get their coffee and go to work and buy something in the retail store.
You also wrote about 4th Street, which has been a long neglected corridor in downtown Reno, but there's been some new development there too, including a few breweries. Can you fill us in?
Yeah, so a lot of people on 4th Street have been trying to call it the old brewery district for a couple of maybe months or years now. And it's not doesn't have an official title or anything, but a lot of people are adding breweries. So there's the Record Street Brewing Company that's replacing an old blighted building on 4th Street next to the homeless shelter. Then right across the street, you have the Depot, which has been open for a year now. And then right next door, you have Lake Tahoe Brewing Company. And then down the street, you have Under the Rose Brewing Company and Pigeon Head. So it basically is becoming the old brewery district. It just doesn't have official signage yet.
Even with the new retailers and restaurants, there are plenty of vacant spaces downtown. What are the obstacles to small or medium-sized businesses that want to locate there?
Right. So downtown has a lot of issues in terms of buildings that are just not up to code. They're considered blighted or they're damaged. And so they require just a lot of money just to get them up to being usable. And then you have the issue of a lot of landlords are charging $1.50 a square foot or $2 a square foot, which doesn't sound like a lot to someone who maybe rents a house. But when you have 12,000 square feet, that's a rent of about $25,000 a month. And that's pretty high for a small business who's trying to open maybe a clothing store or a souvenir shop, or something that doesn't really have much of a margin to begin with.
Last question. What are you most looking forward to seeing downtown this year?
For me, it's kind of interesting to see the what comes first, what comes next. I was talking to someone about retail development and downtown development, and he kind of explained it like a stair step. You know, you need one anchor retail to encourage a complementary retail, kind of like the way we have Bed Bath & Beyond next to a World Market in South Reno. Those are complementary businesses. And so you start to crawl upward north towards Circus Circus. And that's what I really want to see is that infill happen between the river and Circus Circus. There's tons of vacant spaces and a lot of room for it. It's just a matter of landlords being willing to maybe lower prices or whatever it is to get those people in there and help improve those buildings so that we can kind of bring downtown back to life.
Mike Higdon is the Reno Life reporter at the Reno Gazette Journal. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.